You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Baby Driver, the new movie from Edgar Wright. So Baby Driver is essentially a heist movie about the main character, Baby, played by Ansel Elgort, who's a young man, incredibly good at driving, and he's been co-opted into sort of these crime missions by Doc, played by Kevin Spacey. And we find out early on in the movie that the reason he's essentially a good guy, but he's having to do these jobs for people as the driver, the kind of getaway driver, because he's paying off a debt to Doc for something that happened earlier on. He has a debt to pay off.
Yeah.
He actually pays the debt off early on in the movie. That's done within the first 10 minutes, so it's not a big spoiler there. He kind of pays the debt off early on, but then he's brought back. It's one of those, like, you have to come back to do one last job for us, and then you're kind of done. Great cast. Ansel Elgort as Baby was really good,
mm-hmm.
like really charismatic, I felt, and you really were rooting for him most of the way through.
Yeah.
One of the things that I liked about his performance was the fact that when he wasn't driving, he was kind of clumsy or a little goofy. Like, you see him go to get coffee and he's kind of bumping into people or not watching where he's going. But, like, when he's in a car, he's completely different. So yeah. It seemed like when he was in the car, he's in, like, his natural element and, like, one of the best drivers I've ever seen. Yeah. But then when he's, like, not driving, he's kind of just a regular guy.
Yeah, you wouldn't look at him and think, oh, he's clearly making loads of money, robbing banks.
He does kind of have that, like, effortless cool of mm-hmm. kind of an old-fashioned movie star.
Yeah,
he but does. Still with the kind of enough charm that you're like, oh, I kind of root for that guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's not, like... You can't relate to him.
Yeah.
You still feel bad. And the main thrust of the film as well is his relationship with Lily James' character, Deborah, who works as a waitress. And essentially they have a romantic relationship. And he changes from doing crimes for Doc to essentially doing it for her so those they can kind of escape and get out of their lives. That's the kind of thing. Yeah. Well, it ends up like they're trying to escape from the crime world. Or he's trying to escape from the crime world.
She's trying to escape from waitressing.
Yeah, she just doesn't want to be waitress anymore.
But also what was good was the relationship with him and his stepdad. That was quite cool as well.
Oh, yeah.
He had a deaf stepdad.
CJ Jones playing Joseph.
And that was some of my favourite moments as well, because he'd be at home after he'd done his heist and he'd come back and he'd be like making a peanut butter sandwich for him. Or whatever. And that was just nice moments where they'd sit and listen to records and talk about what's going on in
there were a lot of tender moments because he was deaf. Yeah, he was deaf, so they're having to communicate through sign language, which was quite interesting. Again, it's one of those things where obviously the writing of it and the script worked all the way through because there was the whole theme of music and then he was deaf, so it's like hearing and listening.
Yeah.
And that was, like, a really important thing. And that just brought it home to you, the fact that he was deaf. And it's like, oh, music's such an important part of this world.
Yeah.
There are a lot of, like, great actors in there as well. Kevin Spacey, who plays Doc as a kind of crime overlord. Like, he's pulling all the strings behind the scenes.
Yeah, he's probably in it one of the least amount of most of the characters. But whenever he's on screen, he's very good. And he really... brings it in, you believe, like, he's controlling a criminal underworld.
And you've got Jamie Foxx playing a character called Bats, who's typical kind of arrogant gangster-style character. Just involved in kind of armed robberies a lot. Incredibly violent, and you kind of, every time he's involved, you're always thinking, oh...
Anything can happen.
Yeah, it's kind of dangerous, because he'll just gun people down for seemingly no reason. He's not worried about killing people. John Hamm is the other guy.
Buddy.
Buddy, who's involved with them.
And his wife, and well, not his wife, his...
Isaac Gonzalez, who plays, Darling.
His girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Also, Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers, he's in it briefly.
Yeah, he's there
a really
for a
funny
bit.
Character. The other guy, Lanny June, plays JD there in it briefly.
Yeah.
You kind of have like a good balance here of comedy and thriller.
You miss John Bernthal.
And John Bernthal. How could I have forgotten? There's like a good balance of comedy and thriller here, I thought. Like a lot early on where it was like laugh out loud lines, especially with like Flea. Yeah. Like that heist, because there's a lot of funny moments. I think some are in the trailer where they get the wrong masks to go and do the armed robbery.
Yeah,
they mistake Michael Myers from Halloween for Mike Myers, the actor Mike yeah. Myers.
It is very well written, and I think like the interactions with all the like the thieves and stuff is some of the best stuff.
Yeah,
and they're just sitting planning the job, and they're all interacting, and
yeah,
some of the best lines in there, I think.
Too. Yeah, there's a definite sense in which this is an Edgar Wright film. Anyone who's fans of his previous films with Simon Pegg, kind of Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and things, this definitely has some of the same styles. There's even some shots where you can kind of see, such as close-ups on when they're touching the like elevator buttons. Like there's a certain way that Edgar Wright edits films.
He has his own style.
That definitely is like recognisable. One of the things that I really liked that you notice early on in the film, there's a scene when he goes to get coffee and he's sort of like half walking, half dancing down the street, and it's like synchronised so well. And it's almost like a one take.
Yeah.
But like the song's playing and he just seems to hit his mark like a ton of times. And it's like, by the time he gets into the coffee shop, you're thinking, yeah, that must have taken quite a lot of preparation to do that.
It's so well done and so well like put together and worked out. You're saying, it's all synchronized. I mean, it does feel like a musical because like literally every scene has music. It's almost like you're hearing what Baby hears.
It's like, it's technically brilliant, but it's not distracting.
No.
Like, you'll occasionally notice, like, it syncs up perfectly, but it's not distracting.
You're, like, in his world, and you're like, oh, he's just listening to it. That's why he's hitting the window wipers, or he's tapping the dashboard, or he's opening things.
Because
it's all what he's hearing, it's all what he's doing. And it's even, like, I think the moments where he takes out his headphones, you hear, like, the ringing of the tinnitus or whatever. And it's like, I don't know if like the whole movie, you just hear what he hears, it'd be interesting to work. I don't know if that's true. But it just felt like, you know, it's like any time he took the headphones out, there was a change in the sound.
Yeah.
Maybe that was just me.
Yeah, the music definitely plays a big part in it. I'm just now trying to think back over the movie, whether it was just everything that he's hearing.
It just seemed like it was such a huge part of the world, and it all synced up with his iPod. I don't know.
Yeah.
It always seemed to be.
But just, on a technical level, fantastic how they managed to synchronise everything.
Yeah. Because
you just... Yeah, you can kind of miss that, in a way, but then when you realise the effort that must have gone into actually making the scenes all hit those points at the certain times. The other thing, it's a great kind of throwback movie to kind of earlier Hollywood, things like Bullet. Like it's a traditional car chase. There's not over-the-top special effects or big explosions.
But it's still fantastic.
A little bit towards the end of the film, it gets a little crazier, but it's very much kind of down to earth and relying on real stunts, which I really liked. Again, another film that came out this year, Free Fire, there was kind of a comparison to be drawn there because they're both movies which are like
gone back to
trying to recreate that style of film. Like the director of that movie, Ben Wheatley, said one of the things he wanted to create was a sense of danger and having it all very like realistic, which is missing from a lot of action movies nowadays. And this was the same thing. You got the sense of thrill and danger because a stuntman's actually doing that and spinning the car around or driving up the walls and things.
Also just with like the characters, like any time like Jamie Foxx was involved in that one of the heists, you're like, anything could go wrong here.
Yeah.
And stuff. And you just generally, you really just cared about like Baby because you were like, what's going to happen to him? He's not a bad guy. He's really a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's involved in this horrible world, but he's just a good guy. And you want to see him do all right. You want to see him get out of it. As well, I think that had a lot to do with the writing.
Yeah.
As well, because you just cared about these characters as well. Like, as well as it being really down to earth and gritty, it was also just like they invested in the characters and you cared about them too.
Yeah, it's almost like, again, it's one of those films which makes you wonder why more people can't do it. Because when you see it done like this, it seems so simple and so kind of common sense to put the characters at the heart of it.
Yeah.
But it's one thing that a lot of people just seem to completely miss and just have action first and then think about the characters. But this is like right from early on, you know his motivation. Like you see him and Kevin Spacey's relationship, you see his relationship with the waitress, like from very early on, and him with his stepfather. So it's right away you know exactly where this character is and who he's working for and who he's working against and what he has to achieve by the end of the film. Yeah, I did really like it. Towards the end, it didn't go the where I was kind of expecting it to. The ending was a little strange for me, but it did all fit in with the.
Yeah, it doesn't. It definitely doesn't go where you think it's going to go. It's a bit more. It's got a bit more twist to it, I think, as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you're not just sitting there going, "Oh, you know what's going to happen." Like, yeah. 20 minutes to go, you're like, I've called this. Like,
that,
it doesn't.
But that was one of the things like we liked about the film coming out, that it was an original idea in a way. It's kind of references a lot of older films, but it's not a franchise. It's not a sequel. It's a brand new kind of property that you've never seen the characters in this world before.
And that's what I've really missed, because I've seen so many blockbusters and so many big budget things, and I was just like, just like driving about, referencing Bullet, and. You know, I mean, as a film about a character called Baby who has tinnitus, and, you know, I mean, on paper it sounds awful, but it's not, like, if you're like, Baby Driver, you know, what's that yeah. about? But it works really well, and it's also just fantastic.
I would say less so, like, than Fast and the Furious. This, like, I'm not a big fan of cars or driving or anything like that, but the film doesn't really rely on you being a big fan of, like, a big petrol head or a car fan. It's just entertaining stunts that happen to be done in a car. And like a lot of people have said, it's kind of like a musical. So like the fact that he's in a car is kind of incidental. It's the action and the way that it's put together that really makes it. So yeah, overall, I would highly recommend everyone to go see this film. A great kind of feel-good summer action film.
The Sound of the Summer, the Baby Driver soundtrack. No, I really liked it. It's very funny. It's very fast-paced, and like you're saying, it's very practical. And it's been ages since there's been something, I feel like, a car chase kind of movie that's been that big, that has the possibility to be that big. Like, I remember when I was younger watching stuff like Bullet and stuff, and you don't really see anything like that now.
Yeah.
It's not just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like Fast and Furious, which I've not seen, so I can't really trash it too much.
I don't know why they don't do more films like this, because you would think with the budget that they have for these big budget kind of, you know, the films where they do have a lot of CG, surely they would be better spending that budget on doing, on like stunts and practical effects rather than CG. But yeah, just a shame that they don't do more of this. But every so often you'll get a gem like this comes along, which is kind of a real kind of traditional cinema fans movie.
So overall, we both love Baby Driver.
So yeah, we highly recommend you go see this film. That was our review of Baby Driver. Thanks for listening. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with another review very soon.